The processing center was a maze of fluorescent lights and the smell of industrial cleaner. Robert was stripped of his silk suit, his gold watch, and the leather wallet that held the remnants of his financial power. They handed him a bundle of stiff, orange fabric. "Put it on, 44192, the officer said without looking up. Robert dressed slowly. The fabric was rough against his skin, a sharp contrast to the tailored wool he had worn for decades. He looked at his reflection in the polished metal mirror on the wall. He didn't see a victim. He saw a man who had finally stopped running. He was led to a holding cell to wait for the transport bus. Across the city, James was sitting in his cubicle, watching the news feed on his monitor. The headline read, "Towers sentenced." James felt a strange pang of guilt, but also a sobering sense of relief. He had been the one to provide the final map to the truth. He picked up the small cactus Robert had given him and moved it to the center of his desk. It was a reminder that even in the harshest environments, things could still grow. He looked at the server logs he was working on. He wasn't hiding money anymore, he was tracking it for the cleanup fund.